You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
Michael Brooks, The Art of More. 1, 2, 3, and that's about where I stop. The untrained brain isn't wired for maths. Beyond the number 3, it just sees more. So why bother learning it at all? Well, you might remember studying geometry, calculus, and algebra at school, but you probably didn't realize or even taught that these are the roots of art, architecture, government, and almost every other aspect of our civilization. As I just said before, this is a man who failed O-level maths twice, so looking forward to this one intensely. Delighted to be joining me on the show, author of The Art of More, Michael Brooks. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm afraid I might have an unstable internet connection, I'm told, so I'll be able to stay with you.
We'll crack on to see how we go then. So for dunderheads like myself, who would say, well, we don't need algebra, I haven't used geometry, I can't even remember what calculus is, what would be your backhand down the line for that one, Michael?
Well, you probably haven't needed to. So a lot of what we learn in school, I'm sad to say, is kind of useless to most of us. If you're going to go on to a career where you have a technical career or you're working in finance, perhaps, then you're going to use some of your maths. But in everyday life, we basically use the stuff that we learn by about the age of 12 or 13 and then don't need to do anything that we learn after that. You've never solved the quadratic equation, am I right?
Correct. Even when I was at school, it was the dark arts to me.
Yeah, I mean, we learn a lot of these things just to pass exams, really, when it comes down to it. You know, we don't need them for daily life, but we do need some people to be able to do them because they are key to, you know, so many of the technologies and things that are around our daily lives.
I mean, the thing is, I suppose, you know, I'm an arts and humanities person, which is why I'm working in the radio, but I can't do my job without having the technical team behind me who actually work out how the whole this little thing functions. And that's going to be maths-based, isn't it?
It's all math. So amazingly, you know, the whole sort of technological infrastructure of our time now was developed at the beginning of the 20th century and just at the end of the 19th century, you know, when they electrified everything. So, you know, we discovered electricity and we needed to, get electricity into everyone's homes. And that was done by math. It was done by a math involving what are called imaginary numbers, which you may or may not have come across at school. And they are useless to us sort of in everyday life. But if you want to, you know, implement an electric circuit and all the electronics and everything in your life, then you need those things. And, you know, they were discovered in the 1600s, not really used until the early 20th century. And most of us can live our lives blissfully unaware of them. But they're really sort of fascinating once you get into them.
And I suppose the other thing is the fact that, without triangulation, we wouldn't go farther pretty much than the next horizon, because without the your ancient mariners or your ancient seafarers, explorers, be able to understand and work out where they were, then heading out past the Pillars of Hercules would be a very risky business indeed.
Absolutely. And the amazing thing about that is, I mean, this is stuff that we now learn in school, I guess when we're sort of maybe 11 or 12, all the things about triangles. And your listeners will remember things like sines and cosines and tangents and working out the arc of a circle and all this kind of stuff. And it turns out that basically in the 14th century, that's what sailors used to map the world and to navigate the Mediterranean. And some of them even went back to school and learned trigonometry, you know, the science of triangles, in order to, you know, become better sailors. And some of them were even pirates, actually. You found some pirates enrolling in a thing called sailing school, where they would go and learn this stuff, learn about triangles, so that they could then, you know, navigate better and make a better living. And, of course, for us, you know, we learn about it in school. We don't really know why we're learning it, and it's part of our heritage. And it's gone now into making maps. So all of the maps, even the ones we carry in our phones, you know, are based on triangles and geometry and you know, circles and that kind of stuff.
Talking about triangles, I couldn't help mention seeing the Pleshbirds. We're going from triangles, we're going to 3D triangles, Egyptian priests. So that makes me think immediately of pyramids and you know, and what's going on there then, because you bring those into the book.
So, I mean, the pyramids were, you know, part of that great sort of construction period of Egyptian history. It was done, and they would have planned it mathematically. They used geometry to lay out the square corners of the pyramid. I mean, you use Pythagoras' theorem for that. So, you know, you'll have heard of that. It's when you've got a triangle that's got a right angle in one corner, and you can basically knot a rope in a certain way that means you can pin it to the ground and then have, you know, one side that's three lengths and one side that's four lengths and one side that's five lengths, and you put them together and you've got yourself a right angle. And you kind of know that. And I mean, even before the Egyptians, the Babylonians were using Pythagoras' theorem, long before Pythagoras, by the way.
Which must have surprised him, actually, mustn't it, really?
So I'm afraid that, you know, he didn't invent this thing. It was being used by sort of Babylonian builders thousands and thousands of years ago. But, you know, these things are all, you know, all these ancient constructions were really done using geometry, understanding of mathematics that we have today.
And the other thing is, I mean, and you make this point, I mean, I've got this wrong, because, you know, as a history buff, I thought it was, you know, calculus won the Allies the Second World War. It was nothing to do with the Eastern Front. It was calculus all the way through. I have been sadly misinformed, Michael.
You might have caught me hyping up calculus there slightly, but it was the design of the Spitfire wing. Now, I mean, you can trace history. It's one of those things where, you know, you can take, you know, well, what brought America into the Second World War? Well, actually, when you trace it back and look at the document, it was the American population saw at the Battle of Britain that actually Hitler could be defeated. It was the first time Hitler had ever been defeated. And it made the Americans think they could join the war and be on the winning side. And so they came in, you know, which won, you know, was, you know, pivotal. And you can trace the Battle of Britain's success back to the Spitfire. And you can, you know, there are records of German pilots saying, we just can't fly against this thing. You know, if we were to have one wish granted, it would be that we would get a squadron of Spitfires. And the Spitfire's success is down to its elliptical wing. And the special wing shape that it had was designed by a guy called Beverly Shenstone, who knew that the mathematical theory says that the ellipse is the perfect shape for a wing, because it gives you maximum maneuverability. You can have, you know, the air running over it very, you know, it tips easily without stalling and things like that. And so he designed the Spitfire to have this perfect aerodynamic wing as far as it was possible. You know, when you've got to fit machine guns inside there, it's not quite perfect. And he, in order to make this wing work, he had to go and learn some calculus and learn a lot more calculus than he already knew. So he teamed up with a professor from Southampton to learn more calculus, designed the Spitfire wing, you know, brought us the Spitfire, won us the Battle of Britain, and got America into the war, which turned the tide of history.
So
I think calculus wins.
Exactly. I think I never thought of it that way. Do you think then, for like I said before, for dunderheads like myself, the problem with maths is it needs a bit of a makeover, a bit of sexing up, as we saying goes. And this book will go some way to making mathematics, because it is a fascinating subject and it is rooted in our very being.
Yeah, I really hope so, because, you know, we couldn't do what humans do without mathematics. That's the sort of big development for me. And I'm not really, you know, I'm not into maths in the same way that some of the, you know, the people on YouTube who, you know, talk about the numbers of pi and everything else are really into maths. And I'm not a nerdy guy in that way, but I did start to appreciate a few years ago when I was sort of, you know, talking about science, communicating science, how central maths is to everything that we've ever done. And so, you know, I wrote the book really for people who don't get maths, who never liked maths at school, but now sort of have that sense of interest in history and understanding who we are and what made us who we are. Mm. So I really wanted it to be for the people who would never read a book on maths, which is not a great marketing strategy, I have to say.
Well, listen, you have sparked something back in my dusty maths department of my brain, which I will go forth. I will go forth and look at this fascinating book. If people want to find out more information about you or about the book, where can they go? Do you do the social media thing, which again we couldn't do without mathematics?
I'm on Twitter at Dr. Michael Brooks. I'm hopeless on Instagram. Don't really bother with that. But Twitter's where I live. I mean, I would do far more work if Twitter hadn't been invented.
Well, the book. Congratulations on the book, and I'm glad that we got there in the end. The book is called The Art of More, How Mathematics Created Civilization. It's available as a virtual download as well from our own virtual bookstore. Michael Brooks, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks very much for having me.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? They're private and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.